Hello and welcome to Our Waking Dream. I'm your host, Coco Swanson. I'm a spiritual strategist, mentor, forever seeker. And on this show, each week, I'll go over one basic astrology theme that's moving through the week or through a season. And I'll explain it ideally in a beginner-friendly way. So let me know if it's landing, because this is made for you. And my hope is to each week wash over a lesson, like astrology, if you can think of it as a living language. You get a living language immersion every Sunday at 11 a.m. here. And this week, we'll be looking at Virgo and the tendencies of that zodiac sign of Virgo. We'll also be looking at what happens when the sun and the moon meet in the sky, which is, that makes a new moon at the beginning of the sign of Virgo. And we'll be looking at, I haven't talked about new moons here yet, or full moons. This is just beginning. I will be starting an embodied astrology circle where we do each week, each month, we'll look at the new moons, the themes, and come up with exercises, some of them live, some of them that I create for you in advance to build community, to build live community. That'll be launching sometime in the next few months, so keep your eyes open. And that will be directed by the lunation, the moon, each month. So why did I choose looking at a new moon this week? Because each week, the previous weeks in this show, I've been looking at bigger planets, or say even a inner planet like Mercury we're looking at. This week instead, I've shifted because there's another emphasis on Virgo, which is the south node. And so to me, this week marks a real change in how we're tending, what we're tending to, how we're tending to it, how we care and day in and day out organize our life in a way that cares for that which and whom we value. We are at that last final hurrah of Leo right now with the sun in Leo. Today's the 17th. The sun is in Leo until the 22nd, 22nd, 23rd. The 22nd here, Pacific time, in the evening, there'll be a new moon at 0 degrees. At the first degree, that is the sun and the moon enter into the zodiac sign of Virgo, there'll be a new moon. That's when the sun and the moon are conjunct in the sky. The new moon sets the pace for that month. The moon, there'll be one new moon each month when the sun and the moon conjunct. So anytime we have a new moon, we have emphasis on that area of the zodiac of Virgo. This time, why it's extra big is because the south node, which is the marker on the chart that looks at where we are carrying karma, or areas in which are ready for resolution or a change, reconciliation, or our south nodes in Virgo. And are the nodes of the moon, they stay in a sign for a year and a half. So having the south node in Virgo, we've had the south node in Virgo for this whole year now. And we'll have it, so it's about a year and a half. So we'll have it until a year from now, in August of 2026, when it changes. And so it's a perfect time to reset and relook at who and what you're caring for, tending to. It's a different kind of care than Cancerian care, which I was talking about a couple weeks ago. This is the sort of care that is like tending to, I tend to my garden in a very Virgo way. I tend to my body. I care for my body in a very, very Virgo way, where it's holistic, compassionate. It's service-based, where we're looking at long-term strategy on how to care for the life. We're looking at long-term strategy at how to care for the life that we were given, both our own life and the life around us, either plants, animals, or other people. How are we tending to that which we're given? So with the South Node in Virgo, there can be a tendency to live out the wounding or the shadow of that zodiac of Virgo. So that would be micromanaging, making the list and checking it too many times, being stopped in our tracks because we haven't figured out all the details of what we're doing. So with this new moon, and we're on the 17th. So if you think of that back to school feeling, did you all ever have that? I really did. I love the feeling of the end of the summer when the air changes. I'm in the Northern Hemisphere in Washington State right now, and I grew up here. So there'd be this change in the air. It's happening now, actually. And it's where things get a little cooler. And all of a sudden, I think that like backpacks and pencils and binders, that's what we had when I was a kid. And they seem really cool all of a sudden. Or like finding clothes. For me, it's like tending. It all of a sudden sounds fun to can tomatoes, say. Whereas, a week ago, I'd be more interested in going and having fun at the beach. So we're at this transition this week. So the first practice I suggest for you is to go big or go home with Leo before you shift into a reset of Virgo. So what does it mean to go big or go home in Leo? Let your light shine. Let your light shine big. Let your light help others' light to shine. In what ways can you live more freely and authentically from your heart? In what ways can you show up with more kindness, with more generosity to yourself and others? How can, especially now that we have Mercury that's forward again, how can you reconcile, take the space you need for the reconciliation that might have happened with this Mercury retrograde? And let that first practice shine a light on what you value. Who do you value? How has that changed in the last, how has that changed in 2025? What are you letting go of? What are you surrendering? These are important questions in this reset of letting your light authentically shine. Like a Leo, just pure light shining and illuminating what's authentic for you now. What and whom do you value now? How has that changed? Practice number one, really being in your Leo deliberately between now and the 22nd, when we have the new moon, is a perfect way of allowing the North Node in Pisces, which is the opposite side of the zodiac of Virgo. That's where we're heading to. The North Node in Pisces, allow that surrender, that release, the letting go, the letting things die. What's ready to die right now? And to be really earnest and honest with that in this next week. And that brings me to what I suggest as exercise number two, is to create a water ritual of release, to really be clear about what you are surrendering and no longer tending to in a way that is as physical. We can tend to things through prayer and through surrender back to source, that's a very different tending. That's more of the Piscean tending, which is the North Node right now. So the North Node really is the tendency that we're moving towards. So in this Virgo new moon, we look at what is ready to be released from your grip. What is ready to be released back to source so it can go through, or they can go through, the cosmic washing machine, so to say. The cosmic washing machine is a term I use when something needs to be surrendered from my human grip in order to experience change and reconciliation. Some things I'm able to tend to in a very Virgoian manner, meaning tending to the physical needs of something. Other times, the physical need of something is my surrender, is my letting go. A water ritual that I suggest for this is to create a bowl, like find a bowl that you like, you connect with. I like this glass bowl I have from my grandma, and I fill up the bowl with water. The cleaner, the better. You can put a little salt in it if you're drawn to that. And in the bowl, you place stones. Before you place the stones in the bowl, grab the stones. It can be stones that you're called to outside in the gravel. It can be any dark, dark, rich stone that you get a full body yes from. That's how I work with stones, is if I get a yes in my body, then I know it's a yes from the stone. Where I blow in with my breath, my exhalation, I blow in that which I need to give to God, to give back to source. What in your life is ready to be released and no longer tended to in the same way that you might have been tending to 6 months, 8 months ago? What in the world needs your care, but in a way that physically you can't do anything about, but spiritually it needs your care? Sit with that. Sit and be with that. Be in the emotion of that which you're letting go of. Be real with what or whom no longer needs your earthly care, day-to-day tending to. And below that, with your exhale, I breathe in by my nose. And then I ujjayi breathe, the style of yogic breathing that constricts through the back of your throat, a little sound like this. And I have this stone up to my mouth and I blow in and I imagine, sense, and feel that or whom I care for leaving my physical form and going into the stone back to source. Because energy follows intention. How cool is that? Energy follows intention. So I can literally sit and breathe into a stone and release that which I've been worried about, I've been concerned, that which is ready to go back to source, that which is ready to die in a sense. I can do that just by sitting and breathing and intending. Then I move that stone into the water and I stir into the water my well wishes. I stir in love. I stir in imagining, sensing, feeling, solution. And then I release it. I might let it be under the new moon. It's through ritual, through intention, that energy starts to change. First practice, live it up as a Leo. And live up big as a Leo. Go big or go home, and let that process illuminate what you care for, what needs tending to, and what's ready to be released. Practice number two, a water ritual to enact the release back to source, the release back to the cosmic washing machine, to allow that which no longer needs your physical tending to still be cared for back in the spirit realm. That's Pisces. The third practice that I suggest is shifting into Virgo to start to be deliberate. This is like where it's time for a habit tracker or whatever it is that allows for you to really kind of have a New Year's resolution vibe in August. It's the back to school vibe. It's the shift into tending and caring, especially in the Northern Hemisphere where I've always lived. It's that vibe. I'm curious about y'all in the Southern Hemisphere, if this correlates to what you're experiencing, to tend, to care. And in what ways have your needs and the needs of that and who you take care of changed in 2025? How have your needs changed? And how has your ability to listen and care for yourself and yours changed? You and yours. It's time to take care as we shift into Virgo with this new moon at 0 degrees Virgo on the eve of the 22nd or the early parts in Europe of and of Asia of the 23rd. With the nodes of the moon, the more we embody a deliberate embodiment of both, the more we can level up during those nodes. So right now, and for the next year, when the North Node is still in Pisces and the South Node is in Virgo, the more that you're deliberate with what and how you're tending, being cautious of micromanaging, making too many lists, worrying, and the more that you can surrender what you're worried about back to source, to let go and let God, so to say, whatever languaging you use for your spirituality, when you let something go out of your grip so that it has a chance to stew in this infinite pool of possibility that lies within the formless. So this bridge between that, the cosmic washing machine, when do we need to let go? When does that which we care for benefit from us letting go and surrendering and bathing in love and light versus tending to its real practical needs? Really keep an eye on this as we shift back into Virgo season. It's this time every year, but this year with the accentuation on really what can tether you in Virgo. So really allowing yourself to do both the surrender and the tending to as you shift back, as we shift back in together into Virgo season. Also, how do you bring this into community? And the more that we have common language around this, the more that we can share values. So with that, who are you sharing this with? It's at the beginning phase still. So please and thank you for sharing this show with anyone that you think might resonate with it, so we can build this together. Also, your comments help direct me. So thank you in advance. Your reviews, your likes help mobilize this. Thank you. You'll get an extra little gift on the newsletter I send out every Sunday morning. It's happening, friends. Thank you. Love you. Mwah.
Thank you for being a part of our community here at Our Waking Dream. Please make sure to like, subscribe, and share.
My cup and let it overflow, let it overflow with love.